What's happening, Rom?
Buenos dias, Lauren Jones. How are you today?
Oh, isn't it buenos tardes?
Yeah, probably is, but I deny
it. I'm fantastic. Muy bien.
Muy bien. All right. Yeah. How did everyone like the beginning of our last episode? Now it's pure comedy. All right.
Yeah, you did your big radio voice. I should have done, hey, Rob.
Hey, LJ, how many talks at conferences have you given on AI this year?
Oh, my goodness. I actually have no idea. It's been so many.
Oh, God. And how many times have you taught this AI to supercharge your desk course already?
Over 2 dozen times now.
2 dozen? God, you were at 8 the last time I asked you, like a month ago. Good Lord.
I know. It has been exceedingly popular, and it's gotten rave reviews. So we're super excited about what I think is going to be the leveling the playing field. The great equalizer is generative. And, you know, I've been quoted as saying, AI won't replace you, but someone that knows how to use it will. And so you need to get on it if you haven't.
That's right, guys. So check out the Supercharger Desk with AI that Lauren is teaching via Leap Consulting. And you can find her at Lauren at leapconsultingsolutions.com. Going on in the next weeks. What you got?
Okay. So we're starting, you know, I always say we're coming into conference season in the fall, but then as we come out of the new year, we have some big events happening, and I'm super excited about a few of them. I'm always excited about all of them, but the one that kind of has a special place in my heart is World Staffing Summit by Candidately. This team has traditionally, done just such an amazing job with this. I mean, if you recall, this started as a virtual event during COVID, and, you know, they had amazing attendance. I think the first year they had like 5,000 people sign on. And so it's become this, you know, giant virtual a conference, and it gets a lot of attention. And so some of the speakers, I'm going to give you some highlights here. Tommy Semero from RefAssured, Bruce Morton, my buddy from Allegis, Pittman from the Leap team is talking, Casey Jaycox, Adam Conrad. We've got some big names here. Marcy Stout from Revel, Edwin Jansen, you and I have talked to him, Aaron Grossman. I mean, like, just some really cool people. Who I think are going to have some amazing words of wisdom to share. So I'm really excited about it. We're talking about AI. We're talking about sales. And we're talking about, you know, product, obviously, given that it's a software company putting it on. But it's one of my favorite virtual conferences. And it's just a really nice way to kick off the year.
You know who's not on that list, Lauren?
Who, Rob? You.
Me.
I know. You're kind of a big deal.
It's okay, Jan. I forgive you. Forgiving Jan. A little hurt. It's okay.
Well, next year. The next year, we're going to have you. You're going to be there. It's going to be amazing. But this year, you're going to come and cheer all the folks on. And I'm really excited about it. And then we have ExecuVision coming. It's going to be in Boca Raton, Florida. I'm going to be there. We're doing a session. What's that?
You just say Boca Raton. We don't say Boca.
Boca Raton. Oh. Boca Raton. Is that better?
Did you just roll a C or a B? Yeah. Keep going. Sorry.
Don't you?
You only roll the
Boca
R.
Boca Raton.
Oh, then yeah. Then perfect. That is perfect.
Thank you. Thank you. We've got State of the Staffing Industry. Teresa Carroll is going to be there. She's the CEO of Magnet. We're going to do an AI. Of course. Could it be an event without AI? Billy Milam from EmployBridge is going to be there, reexamining, your mission in the face of organizational changes. Just some really, really cool sessions that I think are going to be awesome.
Our friends are talking there from Newbury. Sarah's talking from Newberry Partners.
Sarah Ross from Newberry is talking there. Yes. So I'm a Tom Erd, one of my first consulting friend. Tom doesn't know this, but I feel like I've told him before. Maybe no, but I don't think I've been as specific. But Tom was like my very first consulting friend. The guy is so genuine and so generous. You know, I was kind of scared and lonely, you know, when you first open your, you know, solopreneur consulting firm. And he was the first person that just said, look, here's what I'm doing. Here's where I messed up. Here, he even shared his pricing sheet with me. He's just so generous and so sweet and has always made sure, you know, to reach out and stay connected. He's just such a genuine guy. So I'm excited to see him there too.
Very, very cool stuff we got going on. And then don't forget, we get to travel to beautiful Las Vegas for an exec forum by SIA in March.
Yeah. Yes. Viva Las Vegas, although not my favorite place, fills me with anxiety.
It is not my favorite.
So crowded.
I get a sinus infection every time I'm there. So it is not my favorite place either.
Yeah, I know. I know. It doesn't matter how many filters are there. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how many filters are there. I always come back with a sore throat. We're going to have a good time. Lady Leaders are coming in early. Lady Leaders, we're working on our second book. So, you know, we're all Twitter pated about putting the wireframe around our second book. So more to come on that. And big news for Leap Consulting this week. We have a brand new website, Rob. Brand new website.
I forgot about that. There is a new Leap Consulting website. So if you haven't been to the website recently, you should go to leapconsultingsolutions.com and check it out. Find the podcast on there. You can also find lots of photos of Lauren.
No, not too many. Not too many. But you kind of do have to know who you're talking to. So there is a photo or two of me on there.
Is there a photo of Justin Timbergoat on there? That's all I want to know.
Justin Timbergoat? No. Well, he's on my Instagram feed. So I put my Instagram feed on there. And Justin Timbergoat makes an appearance on my Instagram feed. So, yeah.
There's some new additions. Shout out to Maddie Walker, the new addition to the Leap team.
Yes, yes.
One of our new additions.
Yes. She does all our business process. And so that's really cool. Let's talk a little bit about a very, very future event since this little talk is about our events. Let's talk about Staffing World. There's a lot of buzz going around. We just had the content conversation about Staffing World.
I'm on the Idea Council. We had our kickoff call today, which is super.
Yes. I'm on the content, group, and we had our call yesterday. Guys, it's the event of the year. For you ladies out there, please remember Thrive to register for Thrive. It's a separate registration. And our ladies event, Thrive Live, and not to be mistaken with Thrive Virtual, which will come in the spring. But we always get big names to speak there. I think it's going to be, it's always an amazing event. So just remember to pre-register for Thrive. But I got to tell you, Staffing World in Nashville, come on. That's the last time we were in Nashville at a Staffing World at the Gaylord. And it was the first time I got to go to the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, it's just such a cool town to be able to spend some time in. So I am really excited for Staffing World 2024. And then right in the middle of that, we have Engage in May. So we've got World Staffing Summit that's kicking it off. We then have ExecuVision, not to be mistaken for Executive Forum, right? So ExecuVision is ASA's, Executive Forum is SIA's. Which is then March. So we're January and then to March. And then in May, we'll have Engage. And then all the way to the fall to wait for the amazing Staffing World. And then we finish out the year with TechServe, obviously one of my favorites, and work with the board there. There's a few in between. You've got SIA's healthcare. And then we've got Dreamforce. And I really, really wanted to get to Dreamforce. And the LinkedIn event. There's so many that I have on my wish list that I haven't attended yet.
Like local events for Salesforce as well. So I get to add, by the way, I get to add inbound to my dance card, I think, this year. So I'm pretty excited.
What is inbound? Tell me about it.
HubSpot inbound. It's, you know, it's kind of like Dreamforce. It's there. It's, okay. But it's for HubSpot. It's a 2-day event up in Boston in October, November period. And it's sales, marketing, right? Like inbound methodology, all the tools, all the partners that, you know, combine with HubSpot. So their marketplace is bigger than, like, not that it's bigger than Salesforce's, but it's very large. I'm excited to do that. We added that to the dance card as well, which is super, super exciting. Lots of staffing companies, for some reason, I know why, but I'll just say for some reason, have a CRM, HubSpot or Salesforce, and then an ETS. So if you are in that, definitely something to pay attention to. Made us leap past some interesting stuff going on with Salesforce, right?
Yep.
For the
we're kidding with some products on Salesforce. So we, as we look to diversify, grow and scale, right? We think Salesforce, you know, if you're asking me to get out my crystal ball as we come into the new year and, you know, platforms that I'm seeing that I'm really excited about. One is Salesforce and all of the tools, just because it's a scalable platform. It allows for so much flexibility. So for those agencies that, you know, are using their workflows as potential differentiators or have process as a potential differentiator, you know, don't want to twist your system into a pretzel. So you want a system that's going to be really flexible so you don't over-configure or over-customize. So I'm really excited about Salesforce and all that it has to offer our industry as we come into 2024. And there are just some really cool emerging products coming that are supporting the Salesforce platform. And then I got to tell you, Mercury from Microsoft. I'm super excited about what Microsoft is doing. And, you know, given that, you know, they own LinkedIn and they have, you know, the Power BI, they just have this entire suite, Business Central. They just have this amazing suite. So, you know, if you were to ask me what are the platforms that, you know, I see that are continuing to grow to support our industry. I mean, you've got Salesforce, you've got Microsoft, you've got HubSpot, you know, you saw that article, is HubSpot the next Salesforce? And whilst they don't quite have an ATS yet, you know, I can see that being something that they either acquire and or build. So, there's so much going on. So I'm excited to celebrate it at some of these events. And I definitely want to add some new events to my dance card this year. Because you got to shake it up. Got to shake it up.
You said dance card again.
I did. We talked about that last night, right? You gotta make sure, look, if you're going to go to these events, if you're going to spend the amount of money that it requires to go to these events, or if you're going to invest in your people to go to these events, you got to be prepared. And that means your dance card needs to be full. You need to know what you're doing and when you're doing it and who you're doing it with. It's just proper planning prevents poor performance or prevents poor outcomes.
I like it.
All right.
Well, with all that said and done, we are going to let y'all go for the day. Thank you for tuning in. Lauren, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, Rob.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the You Own the Experience podcast.
You can catch all our previous episodes at YOEPodcast.com and learn more about our thriving staffing community by signing up for the YOE newsletter.
And coming soon is Staffing Huddle, an online open community dedicated to your staffing success.
I'm Rob.
I'm Lauren. Go do something good.